If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my face.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have my wing boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, all to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then his half moon open. Sometimes it'll taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm moaning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy back with you here for another show. As excited to be here for another week ahead. The Miami Dolphins back on the practice field today. Leroy will be back here at some point eventually today. He's getting his brace off on his arm, so he won't look like Barry Bonds. He's losing his RoboCop, supposedly. I mean, I guess the doctor could come back and be like, guess what, dude? Guess what? You're going to be RoboCop for a little bit more. But I think that would very much upset him. So we'll see. We'll see when he's... when he is back in the fold at some point today. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Very early day for you today.
Very.
What was your strategy to make that happen?
I saw the sun come up this morning.
Wow.
From the Everglades.
Vampire style.
Yeah, it was really, it was quite the morning. I had to drop off my father to make sure he made it to work on time. So, yeah, I've been up since like maybe 5:30, 6, around 6 o'clock.
Very impressive.
Very, yeah.
Very impressive. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Hey, no brace.
Look at you.
Look.
Brace
look
free.
At that. Scar.
Wow.
And then.
It's kind of interesting. You
in
know
the
what's,
middle.
You know what's interesting about this, the surgery? Your arm actually looks more swole, the one that that got worked on, as opposed to usually when you have something removed. Well,
still swelling, so there's still a little bit of swelling.
How do you
and
feel?
You have to find like I don't want to use it. Like what, it still feels a little weak.
What's what's the strategy from here?
Little more movement, a little more twisting now. Still got a month and a half before I could do anything.
Don't sell yourself short. You beat science.
And when I mean anything, I mean golf.
That's all this is about.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're healthy, Leroy.
Are you allowed to like go?
I don't do anything. Oh, or
tickle stick.
I know golf is really what you want to come back for, though. Not tickling for lobster.
Or I can go to the gym now.
That's good.
You can shower
but
now.
But I can't.
Fooling.
I can shower before.
Fooling.
Do you have to bag it?
No. No, I can take the brace off the shower.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, good
after
for you,
I got out of the wrap.
Well, most importantly is he can now not sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Excited for some good sleep. Good for you.
Oh.
And he can shave.
Oh. Yeah, I can trim everything and then get my little...
Good for you, man.
The things we take for granted.
Yeah, good for you.
I know.
Telling you, man, me shaving like twice a day, it's a hassle. It's a hassle, you know?
I showed you what my face looked like after 10 days. It looked and it hurt from the hair on my face.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I call that a 48 hour. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, and whatever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. The Marlins got effed last night by the umpires.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know how I am about sports. Fans always complain. You got one job.
One job.
one job. Look at the line. And then you make a mistake so egregious, there's no way of fixing it.
Nope. And it's just...
So, the Marlins got screwed.
Javier Sanoja hit a bases-loaded extra base hit, rifled it down the line. They called it foul. It very obviously would have cleared the bases and tied the game. And they're like, we can only score two of those runs for you. Sorry, because Marlins.
But that's what the rule is. If you make a mistake, it's a double.
Ridiculous.
And even like everybody in baseball knows 100%, you hit a double down the line, you're clearing the bases.
Jeez,
but for some rule, ground rule doubles only advance the first, only advances everybody two bases.
Is everybody else's phone blowing up today because it's election day?
It's been blowing up for weeks, but with messages, not actual phone calls.
No, I'm getting mine's phone calls left and right.
Mine's not blowing up because I left it in my car.
Oh, well, that's a good reason for it. Yeah, dude, they got completely screwed last night. I mean, like, I get it, it's the rule, but, like, it's silly that a
something about obvious, but that's why you have the rules, is so it's not... they figure out and say, oh, he would have gotten here or he would have gotten there.
But he would have, right? They would have scored two on like a little base hit. Two outs. Guys are going.
There's a ball just to the left fielder or to the right fielder.
Here was the call last night on QAM.
0-2. That one's served down the right field line. It's a foul ball. Oh, and Clayton McCullough immediately threw a hand up. They're going to look at this. They feel like that could have been a fair ball. And they will challenge. Yeah, there we go. The Marlins are going to challenge this. And that'll push two runs in if this is a fair ball.
The foul ball call. The call is overturned. Fair ball. Two runs will score. One run placed at third and second base.
Okay, there we go. So the call is overturned. It was a fair ball, and it's a two-run ground rule double.
I've never seen Javier Sanoja that angry at anything.
It's not even about balls and strikes. I could get how you could miss a corner or something like that. Your primary job is to determine whether a ball is in play or out of play.
That position has two jobs. It's fair foul, out, safe at first base. That's it. Sorry.
Oh, and great. Then they get to run. My problem with all of this is you made an egregious mistake. And you get to run away and not have to be held accountable.
Right.
Oops, my bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it? Was that an important game, guys? Oh, no. We're not only chasing them in the wild card. It's all good, Blue. You do you. Sorry. Have a great night at the plate tonight.
I absolutely and that's and here's why I hate it. Because if a player reacts or does something egregious like that, he's got to answer questions, he's got to stand in front of the media, he gets pounded like forever. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And this guy gets to run. It's his job to determine fair and foul balls. So shouldn't we be able to ask, hey, buddy, what did you see? Because if you can't see, let's find somebody else.
No, he obviously didn't. I mean, he didn't see anything. I mean, he is a top bum. And then the funny thing is.
Because here's the deal. If it was football, you know what they would have did?
What?
Call him in and then figure it out, because you can always go back and make it a foul ball.
Right?
So you err on the side of caution. You call it a catch. You call it in. You call it a fumble.
Right.
We've gotten through this in football.
Sure.
Let him play and figure it out afterwards.
Yeah, this guy was so clear it was foul. He's like, oh, yeah, definitely. And it's like, oh, now it's dead. Thanks. Ooh, I almost cursed. It's got me heated. I'm sorry. And then
every other sport, even in basketball, they call it a three.
Right.
Then they go back and check. They give the signal, we're going to check.
And then Clayton, he gets ejected because we reviewed it. So if he wants to just, you know, make a stink, they're like, oh, you're out. And you know Clayton McCullough, he's not like the most heated guy in the world.
Demonstrative guy.
Right. It's just not his style, but he's like, no, I have to do something about this because it was so upsetting to see. Javier Sanoja is one of the most delightful people in the league. He's dancing. He's always just smiling. When I see him pissed off, I'm like, that pisses me off even more because he's never pissed off.
Right.
He's always happy-go-lucky.
But again, every sport errs on the side of caution. They keep the play going, and then you can always go back and fix it. But if you call it a foul, you call it a non-catch, you call it not a fumble, then the play has to stop at that point. So if there was any question, you call it a fair ball. If you go back, it's just a foul ball. Everybody goes back. No harm, no foul. The only way that could get screwed up is if you call it a foul ball and it's fair. And I don't understand why baseball hasn't, like, why they haven't accepted that. Let them play. We can go back and fix it, right? Because guess what? When a ball's trapped, they let them play.
Right.
We can go back and fix an out. But you can't go back and fix a fair ball.
And the guys, Nick says, and it was Lopez running with Harper. Yeah, Harper, who's 100 years old. Yeah, he was going to get caught. He was great. Idiots. So that was upsetting yesterday. Give you a weather update. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155. And currently down here in South Florida, it is 87 degrees. The feels like is 93. They got a heat advisory.
Because the wind's not blowing at all.
One of them toasty days down here in South Florida. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes at Game Day Uncensored, sponsored by the invitation to the Lexus Summer Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through August 31st. The Dolphins are back on the practice field today as they are gearing up for a joint practice with the Giants coming on up. Dave Wannstedt is there today, Leroy.
Why?
He is a mentor of Jeff Hafley. They're very close.
Okay.
So he's hobnobbing in the stretch lines. Got a mustache off him versus Jacob Rodriguez. That's a mustache battle right there.
I remember him. We used to practice against them when he was the coach of Chicago.
Joint practices?
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was brutal. Because, you know, that's back when Chicago was known for defense.
Yeah.
So they hit anything that moved. I don't care. If you had any kind of pads on, you got cleaned out.
Looks like it's a full pad day. And I guess they're stretching. Well, the video I have right here from Dave Ferraris, they're stretching inside probably before they go outside. Oof. Going to be soupy.
Yep.
It's going to be a hot one today. Jeff Hafley spoke. A couple pieces of injury news. Kenneth Grant will not practice this week. He is injured. He is being described as week to week, but Jeff Hafley said he will not practice this week, so not great. And then Zach Seeler remains out. But he says he doesn't believe he's going to be in danger missing the regular season opener. So that's, I guess that's all that really matters with him.
Yep. So yep. There's certain guys that, yeah, we know what you can do. Just, you know, keep your cardio up.
Still scares me when he's on those little planes. Like, he's such a big guy in those little planes that he's flying around there. Zooming around up there. He's just treating it like it's a four-wheeler.
And I bet you he would say, I'm comfortable.
I know, but like, why? Like, the way you feel about going into the sea, I feel about that with a little plane going into the air.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I got to tell you, the scary thing with little planes is this. The slightest of breeze will blow you off course.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You can't predict that down here.
So yeah, no seaplane?
That's why you learn how to fly.
I guess.
So you learn how to manage through the winds and stuff. How about when the big plane? Do you ever land it and you're looking out the window at the landing and you could see the runway you're landing on?
Oh, yeah.
Out of the side window?
I'm like, too close.
No, you're like coming in sideways. I'm like, you're drifting. Yeah. And then they put the one wheel down and then turn the plane. Yeah. That's why you get your license, because you can handle all that. Mm.
I mean, yes, you need a license to do that kind of stuff, Leroy.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, he said he would be scared, and I don't know how Zach Seeler does it. I'm like, no, he trains for all that stuff.
You have to.
I'm sure he does, but I think everybody who probably gets up there, they all think, I got this handled. I can fly. And it's just like, oh.
You better have that confidence going up there.
No.
I don't know if I'd ever.
Dude, you know, they have to fly without being able to see also. Like, just crazy stuff where they can only use the instruments and, yeah.
Well, that's usually how that goes.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, he's making it sound like you're just getting your driver's license. Like, you
absolutely
pull up
not.
And,
there's so much
right.
more that goes into
but
that.
Even when
you got to get a certain amount of hours.
I have family who does that. It's difficult.
Yeah, but even when you get your driver's license here, it's different between getting your driver's license and then be like, all right, I'm comfortable going on 95. Because it's a different beast here when you're a teenager.
It's true.
Oh, hey, one of the twins in the corner over there doesn't drive on the highway.
I never drove on the highway until I moved here. My first time driving was on I-95. On the highway was on I-95.
Is that because you guys have dirt roads in South Carolina?
Not dirt roads, but you can just get everywhere through back roads. So there's never really a necessity to get
Tobin, the answer to your question would be yes.
100%.
So that's not a dirt road. There's a difference between a back road and a dirt
roads
road.
There's
a massive difference between a dirt road and a back road, people. That's what you think that's what it sounds like. That's what I play in the car when I'm driving in the dirt roads in South Carolina.
No, I think you're going, hey, Paul, play us some riding music.
That's how Britney
yes,
was going
exactly
down
that's exactly how
dirt
I
road.
Speak. That's exactly how I speak, 1,000%.
I got just the one. That one again. That's all I got.
Nah, that's a different one.
Way different.
Give me more cowbell.
And then somebody, you know, somebody's going to pull out a harmonica.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you're in trouble.
It's just that.
We might want to turn around, Clive. The harmonicas are playing. Could be dangerous.
Hey, give me a sip of that shine you got back there.
We're getting near Dabo Road.
Dabo Road. Dabo Road.
You know Dabo Road has no lines. Yep. It's not even concrete.
Yep.
Because he don't need that.
It has a meaningless hill.
Have you guys seen his house? It's insane.
No, I haven't seen Dabo Sweeney's. Why would I look at his
No, because
house?
It went super viral like years ago. He built a house in South Carolina, and it was like, you want to talk about NIL deal getting you a lot of things? It's all Clemsoned out. Like, his pool's in the shape of a tiger paw.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Oh, I got to see this.
No, I'm already Googling it.
Because I remember a bunch of like recruits that went to my high school, went to go visit Clemson, and he had like a thing at his house, and they all like were taking videos and stuff.
Wow. It's gonna be kind of awkward if he ever gets fired.
Who's gonna buy, like, it just, it's like the White House. It's like, yeah, it's like the White House, you know, like whoever just has to live in there.
They just have to live in the Dabo house.
Yeah, they have to live in the Dabo house.
It always made me feel funny when LeBron had like a super mansion in Akron. It's like, yeah, but dude, you're the only person who could ever live in that house. Like, even if you wanted to sell it, who's buying a mansion in Akron?
That's the only house that he'll never sell.
Right. Because how could you?
Well, no, because that's home base.
Can you find, are you finding the videos?
I see.
This was like when I was in high school.
I see the
so.
Tennis courts with the paw.
Yeah, that's all I see.
I see a home golf course, but I don't see the tiger paw. I believe you, but I just don't see a picture of it yet.
Yeah, I mean, that could have just been like all my Snapchat stories. Maybe it didn't make the headline news.
There's one that just says, inside the stunning mansion of Dabo Sweeney's Clemson mansion.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And you want to sit up there and talk about not paying your players?
That's why
he
don't want to give up no NIL.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't appear that the pool is in the shape of a paw, but I think it may have logos around it. Unless this is just AI. This might be a fake video. Who could tell in these days?
Who could tell these days? But yeah, it was crazy. I was like, this man is talking about NIL deals and he's has his mansion that's all Clemsoned out.
Yep.
We built this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
God built you a big-ass house, too, hun.
Minus one.
The Lord wants me to have a big house. Anyway, so the Dolphins are practicing. This was Jeff Hafley today. He discussed about having Chris Bell back in the fold, and this is what he had to say on that.
He's back at practice, so there's always hope. We have to be careful, right? You'll see him. Yesterday he was an individual, and today he'll do a little bit more an individual, but he'll be in a red jersey, so it's non-contact. And then how he progresses. I give, you know, obviously Kyle Johnson and Todd and everybody involved a lot of credit for getting him back ready, and he worked really hard at it. But there's still a lot of steps to go. So let's just see how he progresses, you know? I mean, with any injury, could there be setbacks? Sure. Could it go smoothly? I hope, right? So step two will be getting involved in some team activities with a red jersey on. I don't foresee him practicing against the Giants or playing against the Giants. But we'll go day to day and see how he progresses. But I think, you know, everyone's really excited that he's back. He's got to get in football shape. He's got to get in some timing and rhythm with the quarterbacks. But it's good to have him out there.
Very exciting.
Yep.
Very exciting. Getting that timing down. And what is football shape, Leroy? What does that look like?
Well, it's hard. One of the reasons that makes it really hard is because the angst that you feel inside when you're in football mode and you have to be in like extra shape to absorb that, right? Because when you get tense, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to there's things you can't do that you normally don't think of. Like if I go out and just run striders, I can run 20 striders, right? And my breathing's good. I'm, you know, striding, taking my time. You get in a game and somebody's chasing you and you trying to run away. For some reason, you don't breathe. You're like, it's, I can't explain how that works, but getting in game shape means that you're in shape to where all those things don't come into play when you're on the field. So you don't get that tense because you're relaxed. You know, when you get tired, you start reaching and, yeah, it's just, and the only way you can do it is be in the pads and do it. Mm.
Squeaky cheeks on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Woof. That's crazy.
One of the things that I always, like, just got used to in my career, and it wasn't that I was slow, right? I didn't find out till my seventh year in the NFL that I held my breath when I ran.
Yep.
And that's part of it. Everybody thought, oh, he needs to be in better shape. And I'm like, dude, I'm working my tail off in the summer. But what happens is that like early in my career, I just go out and play. It didn't, but there was no pressure. They just go out and play. There was like, yeah, I had the attitude of like, whatever. It's almost good to have that feeling. Sometimes you hear players say, like, I'm not worried about the game. I'm worried about my preparation.
Mm-hmm.
The game, or I just go out and play. And when you get to that spot is where probably you play your best. When you start thinking about all the ramifications of the game and stuff like that, you get tense.
And baseball season is full swing, and there's no better place than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform to trade it. Can Miami make their way into the playoffs? It's currently trading at 9% for them to make the postseason, meaning a $100 trade pays out at $685. Tonight in Philly, Miami trading at 32% to get the win. So a $100 trade get you a pad of just around $289 for the second game of this series. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probabilities change, you can buy in and out of your position. You download the Kalshi app, use my code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only. Restrictions to eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. A Taste of the Track is returning to Gulfstream Park on August 29th with the Taste of Havana. And we've got a chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to go. Just enter on the contest page at WQAM.com as you guys will get a nice little meal there. Should be fun. Should be fun. Everybody go check that on out. WQAM's contest page if you want to win your way into Taste at the Track August 29th for Gulfstream Park's Taste of Havana. Should be fun. Do you see the Lakers drama that's going on again with the siblings? These siblings are annoying, are they not?
It always has something to do with the siblings, and it's always one person who's never around that all of a sudden wants a little piece of the action.
So yesterday it was reported that the Lakers were they sold for $12.5 billion, and they were flipped basically in a year, a little over a year, from the Dodgers owner, who's apparently selling off everything. And but the difference was, but the thing was, is that Jeannie Buss was going to remain in charge for 5 years. I think was the transition period. And so people were unsure if she was going to stay in charge with this new regime that was taken over with Kushner and Iger. And so I guess the brothers all voted to sell off the rest of the, I think it was like 17% of the team, whatever it was. And ESPN reported it yesterday. Lakers, rest of the Lakers sold. Jeannie Buss is out. And then Jeannie Buss came out and is like, I didn't approve voting for this. And apparently because she's the controlling interest, she feels like she has more of a say than whatever the vote is. So we have this standing of control of the team, because it appears that the brothers are just trying to cash out. They're like, hey, we don't really care about you controlling the team, because you need to own 15% to qualify, I guess, in the National Basketball Association with ownership. And this would obviously take her out of that. So I don't know what it means, but it seems like there's going to be a whole lot of lawsuits for a lot of money, or we have just a family quibble.
I just think that they wanted to, I mean, just think about their improvement. They went from selling the team for $9 billion to 12 point whatever billion. Just think of where that 17% went.
Right.
In that short period of time. They're like, all right, let's get out.
Yeah, and I think all the other buses were already ousted by the old regime. So like, hey, man, we're not doing it. You really want to stick around? We're not there. It's not a family business anymore. What are we doing here? So we'll see. But that is a little piece of drama that's going on in the NBA. On the side note of all this Kawhi Leonard stuff, which is getting a little old. I'm ready for, like, is he going to be a Raptor or not? I'm ready for just a resolution. I'd just like to know where people are going to be. That's it. I think it's a reasonable thing. I mean, who's slower with these investigations than the NBA?
Well, again, it's kind of hard to investigate your boss.
Yeah, but multiple team, I get you, but like multiple people kind of want, like Brandon Ingram would like to know where he's going to play this year.
Everybody the players would like, are the last, when this is how this goes, the people they think about the least are the players. He's trying to do it, whatever he does, to appease all the owners involved.
I don't know, man. Like, it's one of these.
Because that's the boss.
No, listen, I get that, but now you're in a situation where you know that this is a commissioner who doesn't really look out for those organizations either, because you saw what happened down here with the Heat. So while, yeah, it's nice to say, oh, well, we were looking out for the best interests of my boss, you don't really, because some of the other ones you don't. You're leaving them out in the cold to hold the bag because you're just not very efficient with this stuff. So, like, it's easy to say that, But also there's this side of it where it's like, well, you have other bosses that you have to look out for as well. It is supposed to be all of a unit together. You good, man? What are we diving into today?
I had to send my script to the new
CBS.
No, it's for my I had to send a protocol to my therapist.
Mm.
So you get a new one every 4 weeks, and I go tomorrow. So you got to send it beforehand, and they just emailed it to me. So.
You got like a cush ball? Like, what do they get to go to the next thing?
I've been doing like all kinds of stuff. You do the little ball, you do this, you do stem. They massage it, try to get the scar tissue out of there. Then I do the He-Man stuff, you know, the Strongest Man stuff. That bend the little rubber thing.
Maybe Jeannie Bus can buy her little, maybe she could buy the slice of the heat that Kushner has to give off. We could do a little swapskis.
Why would she want to be over here?
I don't know. It's lovely. You know, you want to get away from
the Lakers. I'm more than sure she's going to walk away with, what, $1 billion?
I don't know. I mean, they already had 10. You know, that's what they sold it originally for. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how they have to divvy it up amongst the buses.
Well, they didn't get 10 yet.
Well, that, they did. That was their selling point. They sold to the Walters for 10.
And then they kept 17%.
Right.
Because you have to keep more than 15.
Right.
But all three of them split the 17%.
Right. The two bum brothers.
Okay. So if they already got 9, so they're haggling over what? Well, that's a lot of money they're haggling over.
It's a lot of money, but I think the thing they're haggling over is like, hey, Jeannie, why you, like, they fired us. You know, it's a sibling quibble,
right?
So I don't know, which is by
we
the
had
way,
one down here years ago
with
the Robbies,
right, with the whole, you know,
that was the inheritance
tax
thing, yeah. Oh, you want to hear some interesting golf news?
Sure.
John Rahm's coming back to the PGA Tour.
Is he punished? Like, does he have like a debt to pay?
Take a guess.
Of how much?
Yeah.
What did Koepka have to pay?
$5 million.
Seven?
$25 million.
Why?
Because he didn't come back, and he was one of the ones making the biggest stink, and he probably made more money than Brooks Koepka.
Is that worth it to you, though, to pay $25 million to go play on the PGA?
What if you make – so think of it this way. I've been thinking about this, too. What if he – and here's the kicker. You ready for the kicker? Liv didn't pay him all the money he owed. Everybody else got the money up front.
Right.
He didn't get the money up front.
Right.
So they just said, we're out. So they ghosted him, didn't pay him.
That sucks. But also, you probably should have seen that coming.
Right. But – I think more so than anything, Brooks was real quiet when he left, right? You have a couple of guys who made a humongous stink on the way out. Phil, Bryson DeChambeau, and John Rahm. So I'm more than sure he got a couple hundred million.
But, okay, so he got a couple hundred million to go to live. Even still, like, he didn't get ghosted on that money?
Yeah, because keep in mind, they were playing for ridiculous amounts.
No, I got
of
you.
Money, right? So I'm more than sure he...
Is he appealing, or is he going to pay? He's going to pay that. He's agreed to it.
He's going to pay it. Man. He agreed to.
Yeesh.
So, like, yeah, could you imagine, like, the problem I have with all of this, okay, is... Golf is a unique sport in that you only get paid if you win. So if you miss a cut, you don't get anything, right? It is the you know, it's an individual sport. You're your own worker or whatever, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how a company, and I'm curious, I wish I knew a lawyer that knew about this stuff, how you can tell me where I can and can't play, but if I don't make the top 100, I'm out of the off the tour. And you're not going to then come to me and say, no, no, please come play. So it's not like, say, if, like, this is, I'm going to use this for an example. The Ricky Williams situation.
Yep.
When he left and came back, he had to pay money because he was under contract.
Yeah, I remember that.
But golf isn't like that. Golf isn't like we'll pay you $2 million a year just to play on our tour.
Well, I mean, it's fair, like, but it did change a lot of, like, the money that they were giving up, right? Like, they gave a bunch of fees that, like, Koepka's not eligible for or anything like that because they knew they had all this money stashed away. They were just getting one over on the golfers.
But the whole point of that, and Phil brought this up years ago, even though I don't like Phil.
Who does?
Right? He brought it up before, is that they have all this money and they're not paying us and we're the product.
Yeah.
And so they made a big stink about that. Greg Norman did it years ago before that.
Well, I guess the question is does John Rahm, even if there's no live, like, is it worth to pay $25 million? Like, is he that guy who's going to, like, is he going to see that money back? Like, Koepka, like, $5 million, it seems doable. 25
right,
feels like a
correct.
Big, 25 feels like a number, like, I got to decide, am I going to make that money back on the PGA at what,
but,
you know, him not being the elite of the elite anymore?
It's not. No, he's still elite. The problem is, right, is say if I made $100 million and I'm paying $25 million, but I still have the $75 million. What am I going to do? I'm not allowed to do something that I love. Now, I'm curious to see what happens with Reed. I can't think of his first name.
Patrick
Reed. Patrick Reed didn't come back to the PGA Tour. He went to the DP World Tour, and he's leading the money list. The top 10 guys get automatic tour cards over here.
Loophole.
So I'm curious as to how that's going to work. And why wouldn't John Rahm just do that?
Because
He still qualifies for all of the majors.
He must have some real FU money if he doesn't care about losing $25 million to the PGA.
And then could you imagine paying $25 million and coming back over and missing the first five cuts?
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
And getting zero money? That's the thing that plays. They're independent contractors. They don't get paid if they don't perform.
Yeah, but now you're an independent contractor trying to get back into the umbrella. Like, you did leave under those terms. Like,
can't you just go qualify?
You could. I mean, obviously you're saying, like, there's options of ability to do that, but he doesn't want to do that, which would make you believe, like, he's got, you know, nine-figure bleep you money if he's just willing to drop 25.
And the other thing is he automatically qualifies because he's top 15 in the world still?
Yep.
I wonder if, like, his sponsors help out with that, though. Sponsors
no.
who want to...
They don't... I don't think... He's not one of the guys that get paid that big, big money. Like, you know, Tiger was making $100 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Rory probably makes a lot of money from Nike. There's a couple of guys making a lot of money, but I don't think any of them are making money like that.
But I think, just think about his sponsors, right? Like, it doesn't matter if it's his clubs, obviously there's multiple sponsors that go into golf. But it's like, there's more exposure in the PGA Tour. So why would they pitch in and help him with the $25 million to get more exposure and to be back on the PGA Tour?
And then would he not get the money that they're supposed to, in addition to, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard for me to figure out. With my starting point being, we have independent contractors. They don't sign an NDA or something like that. I think they sign some. The only
Most
thing
places,
they do have
I mean,
is
even
they
if
have to play a certain amount of tournaments.
Well, that happens in fighting, though. Like, if you're like UFC fighters are independent contractors, and if you sign with the UFC, you can't just go fight for the PFL.
But you sign a contract with them. The contract is you have a number of fights.
Yeah, but you're not an employee. You're still an independent contractor, but even as an independent contractor, if you sign, you still would need to get permission usually to go play an event. So I would imagine
But that's a contract though.
I'm sure that they have some parameters on the PGA of like you still have to sign have to get some kind of permission. Just because you're an independent contractor doesn't mean that you don't sign contracts.
I think the only rule is if you're on tour, you have to play a certain amount of events.
And I'm certainly sure now.
And here's the other one. The other one is that you can't play on a competing tour the same like week or something like that. Yeah. The only exceptions are the DP World Tour because
that's not super out of this world to hear something like that. But it is one of those where like it's when you have power leagues like UFC or PGA, that's why people always look at them like, well, why don't you just make them employees? It's like, well, then we have to cover all these certain things for these guys. So
right.
That there is there's a little bit of a, you know, they're in a spot of power that they don't want to give up in something like this. But that's a crazy
amount. My buddy told me before he hit one shot in the beginning of the year, he spent $1 million with travel, coaches, staff, and all that. So before in his break even point during his tour season was $1 million. So just imagine that. Right now, some of the sponsors help with that when the kids are young. And what ends up happening is a lot of these young tour players, they have guys who invest in them.
Sure.
So they pay for all their travel and stuff like that. And then you have to give them like 10 or 15% of your first 2 years or whatever.
Yep. That happens in baseball too, with a lot of guys on contracts, but sometimes it's really predatory. Sometimes it's like a lifetime contract, especially with a lot of guys who are trying to get into the country
or the international guys.
Yep.
Right.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.